There is always another story or another side to it. A unique angle, a unique viewpoint, a unique insight. This is Chai FM. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. Let's begin in Israel, where a bipartisan group of 66 Knesset members, led by Likud MK Dan Ilouz, issued a joint letter expressing unwavering support for the Jewish diaspora amid a surge in global anti-Semitic incidents. The statement, signed by representatives from nearly all Jewish parties, condemns recent attacks, including a deadly shooting outside Washington's Jewish Museum. The MKs emphasize the enduring bond between Israel and the worldwide Jewish community, highlighting their shared history and mission. Latvia has reinstated its criminal investigation into Nazi collaborator Herbert Kuckers. Kuckers, known as the Butcher of Riga, was involved in Holocaust atrocities, including mass killings in 1941. Yad Vashem condemned Latvia's previous decision, emphasizing Kuckers' role in the genocide, whilst Israeli Foreign Minister Gideon Sahar welcomed the revival, highlighting the importance of Holocaust remembrance in combating anti-Semitism. In Belfast, the Jewish community faces declining numbers, and while Saturday services draw few attendees, Wednesday gatherings are fostering social bonds among seniors and non-Jewish neighbors, promoting community cohesion. The synagogue struggles with safety concerns and leadership vacancies. Community leaders worry about its future, with some seeing the synagogue transforming into a cultural or educational center as the congregation diminishes. However, despite challenges, initiatives like cultural tours and interfaith activities are aiming to sustain its legacy and continuity in the hope of support and upliftment from the global community. At the fourth Conservative Political Action Conference in Budapest, Israeli speakers strongly criticized Qatar for supporting radical Islam and attempting to impose Sharia law across Europe. The Minister of Diaspora Affairs and Combating Anti-Semitism, Amichai Chikli, highlighted a report exposing Qatar and Turkey's role in financing the Muslim Brotherhood in France, with aims to establish Islamic law. Chikli has called for more European leaders to recognize the threat of radical Islam and take action to protect European sovereignty and security. As we round off another week, let's look back at what made headlines. On a recent visit, Deputy Prime Minister Mihai Popsoy said Moldova's ties with Israel are at their strongest ever. He highlighted growing connections, noting the recent opening of Israel's embassy in Moldova as a key development. An inspiring report reflected on the enduring relationship between Jews and Persians spanning millennia. Czech Prime Minister Petr Fiala reaffirmed plans to move the embassy to Jerusalem, stating it's a matter of when, not if, despite no immediate timeline. In Baghdad, workers are restoring Rabbi Isaac Gaon's historic shrine, symbolizing Iraq's Jewish heritage revival, with community efforts transforming neglect into a revered renewed site. Despite Russia's military presence in Ukraine, the Jewish community remains resilient, distributing holiday packages and organizing public readings of the Ten Commandments across 40 synagogues to celebrate Shavuot. Ahead of Shavuot, the As One Man in One Heart initiative by the Conference of European Rabbis promoted global Jewish unity with over 20 Torah lessons from European and Israeli leaders. And finally, as Shavuot approaches, in a message, South Africa's Chief Rabbi Dr. Warren Goldstein reflects on the chaos of our world, politics, conflicts, daily stresses, and also emphasizes the importance of meaningful family connections where the Shabbos table offers a sacred pause, a time to reconnect and find peace. He stresses that instead of falling into gossip or anxiety, bringing Torah into conversations can uplift and inspire. He emphasizes that Shavuot reminds all that the Torah is a divine gift, an ongoing journey of discovery, and embracing Torah talk at the table can bring light, kindness and sanity to a turbulent world. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. This Chai FM Global Update is a daily newscast focusing on Jewish news from the diaspora. It's free for you to listen to on chaifm.com. If you subscribe, we will email it to you daily.